KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies for your Friday forecast, low 90s. We have a chance for showers and thunderstorms. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts in the mid-20s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, partly cloudy, 63 for your low. Saturday, we'll see plenty of sunshine as we warm to a high temperature around 83. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 81 degrees.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers heard the voices of farmers and ranchers this week during a listening session on the rewrite of the Waters of the U.S. rule. Our correspondent Michael Clements shares what the agency heard.
The Environmental Protection Agency this week held the first listening session on rewriting the Waters of the U.S. rule. Lauren Lurkins, Director of Environmental Policy at Illinois Farm Bureau, says the public meetings provide an opportunity for agriculture to be heard.
These are really the first step of the U.S. EPA and the Army Corps to listen to a set of opinions across the country as they look to rewrite the definition of Waters of the U.S. So they were interested in hearing a variety of perspectives on implementation challenges over the previous years and kind of what suggestions folks had for moving forward.
Lurkins represented Illinois farmers while giving comment to the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers.
The biggest concern that our membership has and that I shared with the agencies was the significant leap in logic that they make in some of their early statements that a federal permit equals environmental protection while no federal permit must equal environmental degradation. And we know across the country that that simply is not the case.
Lurkins adds the EPA is hosting more public sessions this year.
We are going to have a set of these virtual public meetings throughout the rest of August, so there's five total at this point, four more to go, and then they will start a set of 10 roundtables across the country. They're slotting those for the fall and winter.
Registration for three of the listening sessions is still open. Learn more and register at epa.gov/WOTUS. Michael Clements, Washington.
You can find more Ag News online anytime at AgView.net. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
With a continued push for the COVID-19 vaccine across the state of Kansas, a new study from the University of Oxford shows that the efficiency of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine begins to decrease in effectiveness after a 90-day stretch, as people now have a choice to get the third booster shot or find alternative ways to protect yourself.
How can you determine that you do have adequate protection? A lot of people are looking at, obviously, COVID antibodies. We can't quantify how much protection, let's say, you actually have. But we see that number going up after a vaccine, for example, and we see it start to come down afterward.
That was Dr. Gordon Enns, the director of the Inflammatory Marketers Laboratory on KWCH News, where he says they're looking at the number of antibodies within someone's body for the ability to fight COVID-19. In other news, a Southeast Kansas man, along with his contracting company, have been banned from doing business in the state of Kansas in order to pay more than $18,000 in restitution and $40,000 in penalties for violating a Kansas Consumer Protection Act. Mid-American Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Two media executives, a former newspaper owner and a veteran Associated Press correspondent, have been chosen for the Kansas Newspaper Hall of Fame. The inductees are former Harris Enterprises CEO Lloyd Ballhagen, veteran AP Wichita correspondent Roxana Hegeman, former Hillsborough Free Press owner Jill Glazen, and Indian Press Foundation executive director Tom Slaughter. They're to be honored during a ceremony on October 9th in Newton. Ballhagen was Harris Enterprises CEO and board chairman before his 1997 retirement. Hegeman had been AP's Wichita correspondent since 1990. Glazen founded the Hillsborough Free Press the same year, and Slaughter had been with the Indian Foundation since 2011 and is a former Associated Press executive. In other news, officials in some Kansas communities are battling a rising COVID-19 cases by mandating masks for children, issuing emergency orders, and requiring vaccines. The 7-day rolling average of daily new cases in Kansas has risen over the past 2 weeks from 605 new cases per day on August 3rd to 797 new cases a day on Tuesday. Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind. So let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Law enforcement agencies across the state warning residents of an increased risk following a spate of drug overdose deaths in Nebraska. The Omaha and Lincoln Police Departments, along with the Nebraska State Patrol and Federal Drug Enforcement Administration, have issued a joint news release saying there have been 21 overdoses, 8 resulting in death in Lincoln and Omaha over a 6-day span that began August 10th. Officials say the majority of the overdoses involved the use of cocaine that had been laced with the powerful synthetic opioid fentanyl. Fentanyl is 50 times more potent than heroin, 100 times stronger than morphine, and a dose equivalent in size to a few grains of salt can be fatal. And in Millard, a suburb of Omaha, the school district requiring an entire elementary class to quarantine at home after a cluster of virus cases was found among students. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 2020 census numbers are out, with the state of Kansas growing population by nearly 3% since 2010. 84,762 additional residents were counted, for an increase of 2.97%, primarily in urban and metropolitan areas. Statewide population count as of 2020, 2,937,880. Marshall County lost a net 79 people over the decade, falling to 10,038, for a decline of 0.78%. Washington County fell by 269 to 5,530 residents, for a 4.64% decrease.
Nemahal County gained 95 people, growing to 10,273, 4.95% increase. Statewide, Nebraska's population increased by 7.4%, gaining 135,163 residents to 1,961,504. Locally, Gage County lost 607 people, or 2.7% over the decade, for a total population count of 21,704. Pawnee County was down 8.3%, losing 229 residents for a net 2,544, and Jefferson County lost 307, or 4.1%, for a count of 7,240. Another COVID-related fatality was reported in Nemahal County this past week, bringing the total this past year and a half to 56. The unidentified individual was over the age 65. Positive cases had fallen from 36 to 45 in Nemahal County the week previous. Marshall County stands at 19 positive cases, 16 of which are reported unvaccinated, none currently hospitalized. This is down 6 over the past week and marks the lowest so far this month. Washington County this week reports 12 positive cases with no hospitalizations. Third dose booster shots for immunocompromised individuals have been authorized, although timelines for the vaccinations are yet to be determined. Anyone over the age of 12 is eligible for a free vaccination. Contact your county health department. The August board meeting for Marysville USD 364 was mostly routine business and updates, including plans for the upcoming school year and an update on construction project at the Marysville High School Stadium. The September meeting has been moved to Monday the 13th, and a budget hearing can happen as part of the regular meeting. A teacher reception will also be held prior. Further details for the district will be among topics with USD 364 Superintendent Michael Couch as part of our public affairs program airing this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Couch will be joined by Valley Heights Superintendent Melissa Kennedy. The program wraps up a visit with each of the area school superintendents highlighting district activities. The annual Beatty Milo Festival is this weekend, beginning tonight with a petting zoo and kitty carnival. Co-ed softball begins. A glow run is planned at 9, followed by free fireworks. Saturday, the Milo Festival will include a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, kids tractor pull, cornhole, antique tractor pull, bike races, and a greased pig contest. This year, food trucks will be featured beginning Saturday at 3, with concessions, a beer garden, and more throughout the weekend. Full schedule of events on their Facebook page for the 52nd annual Beatty Milo Festival this weekend. David F. Dave Bates, age 85, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dave Bates.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A cold front will continue to make its way through the Central Plains. This will give us a chance for severe storms later this afternoon into the evening hours. These storms are expected to develop near a frontal boundary late this afternoon and then form into lines and clusters of storms that will continue to push eastward across northeast and east central Kansas. Now, the main hazards will be damaging winds and large hail and some locally heavy rainfall. We will have the severe threat in the forecast forecast for tonight, but the heat is also in the forecast. We do have a heat advisory that will be going into effect late this afternoon for the forecast area as our heat indices reach 105. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Average high temperature, mid-August, 89, record high on this date, 105. The average low, 66, the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:16, sunrise in the morning at 6:45.
Is it possible for a rainbow to form at night? The surprising answer in a moment on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 20th, the 232nd day of the year. Rock vocalist Robert Plant has a birthday, and on this day in 1974, Gerald Ford nominated Nelson Rockefeller to be vice president. Here's a question that intrigued us to investigate. Is it possible for a rainbow to form at night? Surprisingly, the answer is yes. When water droplets in the air catch enough light from a bright moon and the angle is right, a dim lunar rainbow or moonbow can form. They are extremely rare, but there is one place known for producing them with some regularity, a waterfall in southeastern Kentucky. Visitors flock to Cumberland Falls during the full moon with hopes of seeing a moonbow in the midst of the falls. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
All your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Friday night fun at the annual Beatty Milo Festival this weekend includes a petting zoo, pony rides, kiddie carnival, co-ed softball, as well as a glow run beginning at 9 with fireworks following. Saturday, make plans for the truck show and convoy beginning at 9, as well as Milo and corn exhibits. Helicopter rides begin at 10. Cornhole tourney begins at noon. Antique tractor pull at 1, with concessions and beer garden at the ball field. Food trucks feature beginning Saturday at 3 for the annual Beatty Milo Festival. Proudly inviting you to the Beatty Milo Festival, Rob Olmsted Real Estate is ready to assist if you're buying or selling your home, farm, or commercial building. Call today, Rob Olmsted Real Estate of Beatty. M&R Auto Parts Frankfurt for the do-it-yourself or professional mechanic. CarQuest Auto Parts and Tools at M&R Auto Parts in Frankfurt. Western National Bank in Summerfield features options that allow you to keep up with your account anytime 24/7. Learn more at the Western National Bank, Summerfield.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, a win for the Wind Surge on Thursday, a loss for the Royals. We'll start with the Wichita Wind Surge, whose offense exploded for 14 runs on 21 hits as they cruised to a three-game victory over the Springfield Cardinals. Final score last night, 14-6. With the Wind Surge moved to 3.5 games above second-place Arkansas and Tulsa. The series continues this evening from Springfield, Missouri. First pitch for the Wichita Wind Surge tonight set for 7:05. Aledmys Diaz singled in the go-ahead run in the 10th inning, and the Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals 6-3 yesterday, avoiding a four-game sweep. Ryan Pressly worked a scoreless ninth for Houston. Christian Javier pitched a perfect 10th for his second save. The Kansas City Royals in Chicago today to open up a three-game series with the Cubs. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
The Kansas City Chiefs hitting the road for their second preseason matchup of the 2021 NFL preseason, facing another NFC West team in the Arizona Cardinals. The final outcome of this game doesn't hold any meaning for the regular season, but as the Chiefs continue to evaluate their 85-man roster, it'll be an important evaluation tool. Players on the roster bubble need to impress, with snaps running short as Kansas City continues to give their starters more playing time. The game takes place at 7 o'clock tonight at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Two-time champion Venus Williams will be back at the U.S. Open after being given a wild card this week into the Grand Slam tournament. The 41-year-old Williams has major titles, including victories at Flushing Meadows in 2000 and 2001. Williams hasn't missed the U.S. Open since 2006 when she was sidelined with an injury. Wishing you a great weekend from the Mid-America Network, I'm Rick Everett.
Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight. With the high school sports season coming just around the corner, head over to the podcast page on CandyYRadio.com and check out the TBL Spotlight. Each week, we'll have scores and stats from all of the Twin Valley League games, as well as in-depth interviews with coaches and players. The TBL Spotlight coming August 23rd to CandyYRadio.com. A big week coming up next week on the TVL Spotlight. We talked to Washington County Tiger football head coach Tommy Tryon as he says his boys are ready to go for that first Friday night.
I had a group of kids that was in the weight room lifting weights with me before school. And, you know, you can tell that they're hungry and they want to be great. So it gets me really excited.
We'll go to Valley Heights High School and speak to Mustang volleyball coach Susan Steinford. And on our first Wayback Wednesday, we'll talk to 1999 girls state basketball champion Jamie Dreyer of the B&B Falcons.
At that point in your life, that's the biggest thing you can ever imagine happening to you. So that was, you know, it was awesome. It was all, everything you worked for, not only that year, but, you know, me being a basketball person, that's what I shot for the time I was in kindergarten, sitting in the stands watching.
And we get you ready for the first week of action in the Twin Valley League. The TVL Spotlight coming up next week on CandyYRadio.com.
Kickafer and Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer and Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer and Bussing, where quality begins.
Farming is your way of life. State Farm agent John Bannister gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad, flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. Protect what you've worked hard to build. John is proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
When life makes managing your fitness and health a problem, Marysville Health and Fitness is the solution. If you have a concern about your physical health, they have a way to help beyond just treadmills. Sure, Marysville Health and Fitness has treadmills, but there's so much more. Free weights and Cybex weight machines, workout and group classes, get competitive with racquetball, have your current diet and fitness levels evaluated and set new goals, or make yourself a massage appointment. Marysville Health and Fitness, what do you want to get out of your body?
you think of the American Civil War, you probably don't think of battlefields in states such as New Mexico. We head to the land of enchantment for one such battle on this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Confederate President Jefferson Davis had grand plans to secure independence in southern and eastern portions of the U.S., but to also capture the West.
Under the General Henry Hopkins Sibley, the Confederate troops moved up from Texas and captured, pretty much without contest, Santa Fe.
Christine Beekman tells the story of the very western theater of the war.
The Confederate plan was to move north up to the gold and silver fields of Colorado, capture that territory, move west over into the Mormon area and gain the Mormons on their side, and then continue over to the ports of California. So they had some pretty lofty plans.
General Sibley moved up the Rio Grande River, defeating a Union force at Fort Craig, 100 miles south of Albuquerque, and then continued to the unprotected city of Santa Fe. But the Union did not let that move go unchecked. On March 26, 1862, both sides met near the present-day city of Valencia. Civington and Chavez led men on a steep climb that would effectively end the war in the West.
They went up Glorieta Mesa, roughly 800 vertical feet, looked down to a pinch point in the Santa Fe Trail, and saw at Johnson's Ranch the supply wagons of the Confederate troops that were left under, you know, just a few guards.
The main body of troops fought to a draw, but when the Confederates turned to head back to their supply wagons, they found them burned and the horses and mules gone. With few supplies, they headed south, and by July of 1862, all Confederate troops were out of New Mexico. Traveling the countryside at the site of the Battle of Glorieta Pass, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McCray.
If your lawn is looking tired and yellow, maybe it needs a good ironing. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Iron deficiencies in grass can be due to a number of factors, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A perfect lawn is a uniform shade of green. A yellowish mottled appearance might indicate an iron deficiency. Iron plays an important role in chlorophyll production, which turns grass green. Jeff Beasley is an associate turf professor at Louisiana State University. He says if your grass is low on iron, it'll let you know, but the symptoms can be confusing.
It's a lot like nitrogen deficiency, and that you're going to see yellowing of the leaves,
you're going to have stunted growth, but that's kind of difficult to always tell, especially with plants that are growing so low to the ground.
An iron deficiency doesn't necessarily mean a lack of iron in the soil, so the first thing to do is check the soil pH level. A pH that's too high or too low could be inhibiting the plant's ability to absorb the iron. A normal pH reading could mean there's too much phosphorus in the soil, which also reduces iron uptake. If a test reveals your grass is on the anemic side, there are several products available that will temporarily green it up.
A lot of them are liquid and they're chelated, which means they're chemically available to the plant. The only thing, and if anybody's ever applied iron and messed up, when too high in application, it'll turn it a very, very dark green, almost to the point that it's black. It is low dose. It doesn't take much to have the effect.
Lawn management practices that improve root growth will improve iron uptake. This includes proper mowing, fertility, watering, and soil aeration. Beasley says if you've been bagging your lawn clippings for a long period of time, you're removing a lot of nutrients from the system, and iron could be one of those. Learn more about ironing your lawn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Forever be evermore your own. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Let it be. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Let it be.
It's been a while, but I remember the headache that can come from trying to pitch a tent. And it's especially difficult if you're trying to struggle through and do it on your own. Hi, I'm Callie Breese with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, just like pitching a tent, sometimes we need assistance with our finances. You may want to consider enlisting some help, maybe from a family member, a trusted friend, or a financial professional. Whoever it is, they should understand how your faith and unique needs influence your financial decisions. When it comes to working with a financial professional, make sure you spend time sharing your values so they can help you set goals that will help you achieve what you want out of life. So just like putting up a tent, sometimes we need outside help when it comes to our finances. By working with a financial professional who understands what's important to you, you can begin to build a strategy that fuses your faith with your finances. This is Callie Breese with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
How to train yourself to make better food choices today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. Previously this week, we discussed how some food companies take advantage of human biology and human nature to sell their products. Michael Moss wrote a book about it called Hooked. In a recent Food Talk podcast, Moss says many of us started to think about food differently with the pandemic.
What we eat and how the companies manipulate us has never mattered more than now. Being healthy is certainly something you want to do all the time, but especially when there's a plague like that running around, just as common sense. So yeah, it's hard, but now's the time to do it.
Moss's recipe for healthier eating: know your limitations and weaknesses and create workarounds.
Maybe it starts inside yourself and just kind of recognizing, look, if I'm getting a craving for cookies, and this is another lesson from the drug world, at 3 p.m., that craving comes on so fast and overpowers willpower so quickly that I know I have to be doing whatever my plan is, whether it's to get up and stretch, whether it's to call a friend, whether it's to eat a handful of nuts or some other alternative food. I better be doing that at 2:55.
Moss's book, Hooked, is available at mossbooks.us and other booksellers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The Environmental Protection Agency this week held the first listening session on rewriting the Waters of the U.S. rule. Lauren Lurkins is Director of Environmental Policy at the Illinois Farm Bureau. She says the public meetings provide an opportunity for agriculture to be heard.
These are really the first step of the U.S. EPA and the Army Corps to listen to a set of opinions across the country as they look to rewrite the definition of Waters of the U.S. So they were interested in hearing a variety of perspectives on implementation challenges over the previous years and kind of what suggestions folks had for moving forward.
Lurkins represented Illinois farmers while giving comments to the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers.
The biggest concern that our membership has and that I shared with the agencies was the significant leap in logic that they make in some of their early statements that a federal permit equals environmental protection, while no federal permit must equal environmental degradation. And we know across the country that that simply is not the case.
Lurkins adds the EPA is hosting more public sessions this year.
We are going to have a set of these virtual public meetings throughout the rest of August. So there's 5 total at this point, 4 more to go. And then they will start a set of 10 roundtables across the country. They're slotting those for the fall and winter.
The remaining web conference meetings are set for August 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m. That one is full. August 25th from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. August 26th from 6 to 8. And August 31st from 3 to 5 p.m. That one as well is full. Then one in September. That's September the 2nd from 2 to 4 p.m. You do need to register in advance for these, and you can do that at epa.gov/WOTUS. WOTUS. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This month's doorbusters from Hometown Lumber are essential for all sorts of repair jobs, DIY projects, and general upkeep. The Milwaukee cordless inflator delivers fast, accurate, easy inflation with the portability to take anywhere. On sale for $72.99. The Milwaukee Packout Radio is the ultimate job site sound system and sale priced at $274.99. And the DeWalt Laser Distance Measurer is $12.99. Perfect for a wide range of applications and measurements. Get them all at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Lower yields and pod counts being found in South Dakota and parts of Nebraska. Andy Peterson has more.
Off and running, day one of the 29th annual Pro Farmer Crop Tour, producing a record number of corn and soybean yield samples from South Dakota. What they found was an average yield of 151.4 bushels per acre, down 15.5% from a year ago, but still a little higher than USDA's most recent prediction. Chip Flory says for soybeans, pod counts came in just under 1,000 pods in a 3x3-foot square, down 20% from 1 year ago.
And maybe the most important thing, I think, is that we record a moisture index to try to figure out just how much fuel is left in the dirt for the bean crop to finish. That moisture index was half of what it was a year ago. Yeah. So we really need some moisture for that bean crop. So bean crop off significantly. Corn crop, you know, it's kind of what USDA saw as of August 1.
Along with South Dakota, the western leg of the tour, also spending the first of 2 days looking at the crop in Nebraska.
If I would say anything in particular about Nebraska, it's just a simple fact that if there's a pivot in northeast Nebraska, I think it was running today and dumping some water on that on corn and soybean. It's not just for corn anymore. It's for the beans, too.
Meaning with the drought conditions, the value of irrigation could be on display.
What we saw kind of across the board in northeastern Nebraska was just very average irrigated corn yields. So the drought is definitely affecting the area, along with some wind damage.
Veteran scout Casey Busteed, area claims manager with the NCIS, says early on, looks like some rainfall in the next few days could make a big difference.
Definitely not the worst I've seen.
Day two of the Western Leg takes us from Grand Island to Nebraska City. I'm Edie Peterson.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's right now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
Have you updated your farm insurance coverage lately? Make sure you're protecting what you've built over the years on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Insurance is one of those things you hope you never have to use, but it's good to know it's there if you need it. When was the last time you looked at your policies and made updates? There is so much investment in a farm, sometimes you forget to make sure it's properly insured. Kevin Leibold is an Extension Farm and Agriculture Business Management Specialist at Iowa State University. He says anytime there are major changes in your operation, assets, inventory, and vehicles, you should update the policies. And don't forget the little stuff either.
You got a shop out there, you got your office in it, you've got a laptop in it, you've got a copy machine in it, you've got a LCD TV in it. You keep adding a little more pieces of this and that, and yeah, if you lost one of them, it wouldn't be a big deal at all because a lot of that technology gets obsolete fairly fast. But if you had a shop fire and the whole complex was destroyed, that might be an issue for some people.
On the flip side, maybe there are some things that don't need to be insured anymore. He says to look at the items on your depreciation schedule and see how it compares to your insurance inventory sheet.
If I've got old barns, old bins, do I really need to have them insured? Oftentimes, we'll go in on an estate and I'll sit with the widow and say, you know, you had your barn insured for $20,000. If that barn burnt down tomorrow, would we even replace it? Well, no. That machine shed, if it blew away, would we replace it? No. So oftentimes we can pare things down and save ourselves some dollars that way.
The most valuable asset on your farm is you. Take care of yourself by reviewing your own risk and coverage. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about updating farm insurance coverage at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 tandem disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers. A very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're still seeing some struggles with our grains here on Friday. Can't seem to get anything going in a positive fashion. September Kansas City wheat now down 18 at 697.5. December down 17 at 711.25. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat are similarly lower. Not a good day again for wheat. September corn down 14, 536. December down 16 at 534.75. The back months are all lower. We thought we were going to see an attempt at a rally by soybeans. That has not happened. September soybeans down 36 and a quarter now, 1286 and three quarters. November down 36 and three quarters at 1283. Similar losses in all the back months. Not a good day. September soybean meal is down 280 at 348.70. All the back months are down. September soybean oil down 266 points, 57.94. October is down 281 at 57.24. So not a happy day again in the soybean complex. Canola is sharply lower. November down 34.10. At 856.70. Cotton, however, is up. October cotton up 105 points at 94.52. In the livestock complex, things are much brighter there. October live cattle up 57 at 128.72. December currently up 22 at 134.20. Feeder cattle look well. September feeders up 182 at 164.72. October up 132 at 166.80. So big positives for feeder cattle and for fat cattle. So things look good in the cattle complex. And hogs are on quite a rally right now. October hogs at 89.27. That's up 237. December hogs 82.27. That's up 172. So some nice positives in the livestock complex. While we continue to have issues today with corn, soybeans, and with Kansas City wheat, we just continue to watch the erosion as we go through the day. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Give us some beer. Hey, we'll play for a while. If we start to sound sloppy, don't get upset. With free beer and polka, you take what you get. With free beer and polka, you take what you get.
Time legends of country music from KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.